Like, let's discuss this from a different angle. Here, Rachmana Litzlan, at a funeral, the Avel makes a bracha of Dayan Ha'emes. Okay, it's a very, very tragic bracha, very, very painful bracha, and that's it. There's a bracha where a person acknowledges that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Dayan Ha'emes. At the burial, there is a minhag to say what's called Tziduk Hadin. Tziduk Hadin basically is just a collection of, I think it's 14 psukim. It's 14 psukim that happen to mention expressions that Hashem is a tzaddik. Okay, that's what now, and also happens to be that it's a day when you don't say tachnun, then you don't say it. Okay, so it's very easy to push it away. It's not a bracha. It's just a collection of psukim. Psukim. Let me see if I can find it in the Siddur. Okay, there's something called Siddur Kadin. I don't know if they have it in the Siddur. Let me see over here if they have it. Okay. Let's take a look. Give me one moment. Okay, they do have it. Page 421 of the Art Scroll. 421. Okay, they have over here. They have over here the things that are said. What Rachman Elson Ovel says. He says the bracha of Dayan Ho'emes. And by the way, once we're mentioning this, is that there's a minog. Okay, there's a minog that on Tisha B'Av, if you get shlishi, if you get an ali in the morning, not in mincha, then the minog is we don't make the bracha. Could be some did make the bracha, but we don't make the bracha. Before the oile makes the bracha asher bochar banu mikol ho'amin, he is supposed to say Baruch Dayan Ho'emes. Okay, without Hashem's name. Yes, that's the halacha. That's the halacha. They normally give it to the Rav. They're supposed to give the aliyah on Tisha B'Av to an Adam Chasha, because the aliyah is from where Eschanan describes the Chorban. V'neshantem bo'aretz v'shchatem v'asisem. The aliyah that we lay on Tisha B'Av describes exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu said would happen. You're not going to behave yourself. You're going to go into the land, and after 850 years of living in Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a Chorban, and that's exactly what happened. So before the one who gets the Aliyah, he makes the brach. He says, "But now it's Shem Malchus." It could very well be that years ago, I don't know, maybe they were there, maybe even today there are minhagim where the one who gets the Aliyah makes the brach, the full brach, brachat with the Shem Malchus. But that's certainly not done in our circles. You've never ever seen that. But it's this is clear as day. Is the one that gets the Aliyah is supposed to say Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. I do not believe the Kohen Levi. I think it's only the Shlishi, because the Aliyah of Shlishi is the Aliyah where it says it. It says the really painful things. And Yulein also he gets the Maftir, and the Maftir is not exactly very, very pleasant. What? Shlishi is the Maftir. So therefore, he says, and also I think also, by the way, is that you have to appreciate this, is the Kinois is really just a continuation of the Maftir. So the Kinois, the one that is getting the Aliyah, he's really the leader of the Kinois. That's really the way it should be. That's what it would appear. Because the one that gets the Aliyah, he gets the Aliyah, and then he lanes the Maftir. And the Maftir is the words of Yirmiyah, which is the ultimate Musar, the ultimate Kina. It's not the night is Eicha, but the Haftarah, in a sense, is even more harsh. And he continues, and then we continue with the Kina. It's a continuation of the Maftir. So before he gets at Aliyah, he says the way it is. He makes the bracha without Shem Malchus Baruch Dayan Ho'emes. All right. Now, here's what's very frightening is that after the one he makes the bracha Baruch Dayan Ho'emes, by a funeral, Rachman Litzlan, a person makes the bracha Dayan Ho'emes. And that's it. Okay, that's it. He makes the bracha Dayan Ho'emes, and then they go to the cemetery. By the cemetery, this says, so we have something called Tzidka Din. And it says, so we are reading you the instructions in the Art Scroll. Kishe Mekarvim Lumakoy Makhever. When the Chever Kadisha comes near the grave, oimrim tefilas tziduk hadin. Ein oimrim oisa biyoim she'ein oimrim boi tachanun. And tziduk hadin is not said on a day when tachanun is not recited. What is tziduk hadin? There are 14 expressions. The first expression is hatsur tamim pa'olo kichol derachav mishpat kel emuna ve'ein avel tzadik v'yasharhu. Okay, then there's another pasuk, hatsur tamim b'chol po'al. Okay, that's ki miyomar lo imatifal. That's a pasuk in Shmuel. And it goes on, there are 14 different expressions that are recited here to bring out that a person has no complaints against Hashem, and you acknowledge Hashem is a tzaddik. But these 14 expressions are not said if it's a day when you don't say tachanun. So they go out the window very quickly. And it's not so significant because you don't make a bracha. You don't say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. There's no bracha. Okay? Now, Shabbos, on the other hand, it's shocking. We lay in the Haftorah. And when you lay in the Haftorah, what do we say? People don't know, this is something which I tell people, they're totally blown away by this. When I first heard this, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I couldn't believe it, but it opens up a whole new world of understanding. And halacha, hashkafa, agada, everything really comes together when you understand what we're going to learn now. But there are things that I really don't have my finger on, have a handle on, and that's why I want you to think and to explain some of the gaps. Trying to find the page for Shabbos. I'm all thumbs here. Shabbos Musaf. I got it. We come to Shabbos, the Haftorah, before Musaf. Shachris, the Shabbos, Yismach Moshe, Ein Kamoicha, take out the Sefer Torah. And now we come to Lane, the Haftorah, and you get the Maftir. Okay, you get the Maftir. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Bochar. Binviim Toivim, Virotsov Divrim Animal Bemes, Buruchato Hashem, Habuche, Batrov, Vishavdo, Vishamo, Vinvia Yomes, Votzedek, Ovotzedek. Oh, so the first bracha, the bracha Rishoina, Uvi Israel Amo, Uvinvia Hoemes, the prophets that are Emes and Tzedek. Ooh. A whole new title for a prophet. A prophet is tzedek. That's a very interesting bracha. Sheimu malchus, tzedek. Next, now, you lay in the Haftorah. Now, usually, what is the Haftorah? Usually, it's Musar. It's Musar telling you, you're in trouble. You got problems. You better shape up. Things are not so great. And then when you finish learning the Haftarah, what do you say? Now this is really over the top. You basically make a bracha of on tziduk hadin. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Hashem's name. Hatzur kol ha'olamim. That's exactly plagiarized right from the tziduk hadin psukim. Almost every pasuk that's said by tziduk hadin begins with Hashem is a rock. Tzur kol ha'olamim. Tzadik b'chol ha'doiros. Hokel ha'ne'emon ho'imer v'yoseh ha'medaber mekayim shekol divarav emes v'tzedek. And then we go on. Ne'emon atohu Hashem l'keinu v'ne'emon divarach v'divarach v'divarach v'achol lo yoshev reikam kikel melech ne'emon v'racham onot baruch ato Hashem nochamol l'shem ha'malchus shem Hashem hokel ha'ne'emon b'chol divarav. Wow. We basically have here a baracha, a complete baracha, b'sheimu malchus, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, tzur kol ha'olamim, tzadik b'chol ha'doreis. A baracha of tziduk hadin. Something that you don't even do at a funeral. Okay, to say Hashem, you're right. You are a tzaddik, I am a rasha, I deserve what I got, I have no complaints. It's even more powerful, you could argue, than saying Dayan HaEmes. This bracha you do not make at a funeral. And you just say psukim, and if it's a day you don't say tachnun, don't even bother saying it. And not even half the time, no one even knows who's saying it, not saying it. You go to a funeral, what?
When you say it's still a day at a funeral, don't you take a few steps?
Mamodas. Then that's Yoyshe B'Seisev. That's not even Tzidik HaDin. That's that they do called Mamodas. Supposedly that's a Kabbalistic thing in order to scare away the demons, to scare away the force of Ra. So you walk and you stop seven times while you say Yoyshe B'Seisev Kelyan. That's not even Tzidik HaDin. Okay? Tzidik HaDin is supposed to be said before that. And many times when people come into a funeral, they don't even know what's going on, they don't pay attention, no one even says it, they do say, they don't say, it depends on the Chevra Kadisha. The Chevra Kadisha, if they even say it, unfortunately, a lot of times, it's not all that organized, and whatever it is, it is, whatever it is. So, but in shul, who doesn't listen to the brachas of the Haftarah? Who doesn't listen? Okay? So what's pshat? Now, here's another very interesting point. The people, not everyone knows that in Shulchan Aruch it says, and people don't do this today. Who has the right? Who has kedima every single Shabbos to get maftir?
No, that's identical.
The Ovel. No, an Ovel toich yud beis chodesh. Meikar hadin, a person who is in Ovel, he is in mourning for a relative within 12 months of the petira of a relative, he has kedima. Not the one who paid for the kiddush.
No.
Not the one who has yard site this week for a relative that died 30 years ago, 50 years ago. Someone's making a big kiddush, has yard site the coming week. So so he gets maftir. There is such a thing. You give maftir to the one who has yard site the coming week. If you have yard site, boy by yoim, on Shabbos, you're not supposed to get maftir. You get an aliyah. If you have yard site the coming week, then you get maftir. Okay? Mitzvah Shabbos, you daven for the Amud, yard site for the Neshama Yisera. Because it was the last Shabbos in this week was the last Shabbos when the Neshama Yisera of the person. No, he's not a chiyuv. He's not a chiyuv. He has no kedima over nobody. Nobody, if it's someone else, it's Tech Yud Beis Chodesh, he comes before the fellow who has yard site for the Neshama Yisera, and you do not say Kaddish for the Neshama Yisera. Okay, so if you daven for the Yom Mitzvah Shabbos, it means if there's no one else in the Shul to daven, there are no Chiyuvim in the Shul to daven, then the one that should daven is the person who has the yard site the coming week. When he davens Zemaira, if he does not say Kaddish, because you don't say Kaddish for the Neshama Yisera, and he has no Kedima. What goes on in the world? In the world, in the Midich Olam is, I am davening Mitzvah Shabbos, whether you like it or not. And if you have a problem with that, you see this? You know what this is? Okay, that is the way the world goes around in a very different way than what the halacha is. And it became such a craze where some shuls will have 10 minyanim, it's a Shabbos, because everyone who has yards have Neshama Yisera. Totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Neshama Yisera has, this Neshama Yisera business is one of the most mystical things. I have no understanding of what is going on. I don't. Okay, I didn't daven, because the other chiyuvim, I don't even tell anyone I have yard site, not even to get involved, not even to go there to get involved in the discussion. Someone's a chiyuv, you're a chiyuv. I'm going to go tell the guy, do me a toiva, let me daven, because of the Neshama Yisera. Let me daven. And if you're not going to let me daven, well, there's another guy that has a Neshama Yisera yard site, so we'll make two minyanim. And if there are three, four, or five, we'll make five minyanim. It's totally ridiculous, but that's the way the world is. Okay, a lot of crazy things, so let's forget about it. Let's have a discussion. Let's go further. Now, the person that has kedima to daven, going back to Shabbos, who has kedima to get maftir, it is a person who is within Yud Beis Chodesh. What? This is not done. Nowhere, and there's no shul. The Rebbe is the Rebbe, but there's no shul today that follows this halacha. It's amazing, it's a halacha.
No, am I sure they give sometimes?
It's halacha, yes, kedima, that the one who's an oval to Yud Beis Chodesh, he has kedima to get maftir. Why? Why should we give an Avol Toich Yud Beis Chodesh such a Choshev Kibud to get an Aliyah to make seven blessings? You know what the answer is? Because who needs to make a Baracha on Tzidduk Hadin? It's a person who's suffering. A person who's Toich Yud Beis Chodesh has complaints against God. That's the way it is, whether we like it or not. Person who lost a relative, he's Toich Yud Beis Chodesh, I have tainus. How could you do this, Hashem? Why did you bring upon me this pain? He has a need. Chazal wanted him to step up to the plate and to say, that's right, I am in pain, I am in suffering for the loss, but you know what? I'm going to make a bracha and declare in public that Hashem is a tzaddik. What greater zuchus is there for the kehila than to take a person who is in pain and is suffering from the loss of a relative and to get up in front of the entire tzibur and to say to the tzibur, even though I suffer, I want you all to learn from my example, Hashem HaTzadik. Okay? It's a big schutz for the shul, for the kehila. And yet, who do we want to give the mafter to? To the guy who has the green. Okay? That's unfortunately the way the world works. Kesef ya'aneh akol. It will be a much bigger zuchus for the kehila to be able to teach the people what the bracha says and for them to get up in front of the shul and tell the oyla, my boysai, I suffer very, very much. It's on my mind 24/7. But yet, I want you to know, Hashem is a tzaddik. Every single Shabbos, a real person with a real tzara would get up and make that announcement. It makes an impression. Unfortunately, Uncle Abe and Uncle Ben, they have much more kedima than Benjamin, Andrew.
Ulysses.
What? All of our. The Avos, HaKedoshim. They have kedima. Chaval. It's a real chaval. It's not a joke.
Now,
and the Haftarah, you say after all, you get the Alis, and they say the Haftarah. Okay, whatever. Now here's something that I found to be, now here we go a step further. Today, the Nusach, what we say is, the Bracha, okay, there's a long Bracha. And we go weiter. We go weiter, a long, long Bracha. This is not the way it used to be done. The way that it used to be done back in the day, that we're going back probably, how long are we going back? We're going back to the time of the Goinim. We're going back even more. We're going way, way back to the time of the Goinim when there were two major yeshivas in Bavel, Sura and Pumbedisa. In Sura and Pumbedisa, what? 2,400 years, that going that far back could be, you know, going after the Goyim, we're going back before the Goyim, we're going back to the time of the Amorayim. Okay, I don't even know how far we're going back. Time of the Amorayim, Rabbanim Savaroi, we're going way, way back. It's clear as day, from the books that I've read, is that in those days, the bracha came to an end. I'm telling you now, I don't know, I'm throwing this out and thinking out loud with you to try to get a better understanding of this. I'm going blindly. I'm walking blindly with you here into uncharted territory. We come over here to a bracha. That is where the bracha came to an end. The bracha is over. And the tzibur would answer, Amen. And you know, even the Avudraham is a very basic parish. It's not so long ago, the Avudraham, it's pretty long ago, but he writes, don't do that. He says, already today the minig is that the Shliach Tzibur goes weiter. But he already acknowledges is that it used to be, back in the day, in Sunapumadisa, the bracha came to an end with the word, Shekol Divarav emes v'tzedek. And everyone says, amen. The bracha is over. What are the other words? Neman atahu Hashem Elokeinu v'nemanim divorecha v'divorecha b'divorecha lo yoshuv reikam mikal melech neman rachman atah baruch atah Hashem okel ha-neman b'chol divorav. This used to be the response of the tzibur. The tzibur would not just answer amen. The tzibur would respond to the ovel. The ovel, I'm suffering. But yet I want to tell their olam, Hashem is a tzaddik. The tzibur would respond. And they would say, amen. You made a beautiful statement. You said that Hashem is emes v'tzedek. You suffer, but you accept the suffering. We now say to you, Neman atohu Hashem Elokeinu, v'nemanim divorecha, v'divorechad midvorecha l'achor lo yoshuv reikam, ki kel melech neman v'racham onata, baruch atah Hashem v'kel ha-neman v'chol d'rav. This was the response of the tzibur to the bracha. Now, a very long amen. It's like a very elaborate amen. Correct. Now there was another issue. There was a major war between the Bet Midrash of Surah and Pumpadisa. If the Tzibur is sitting when they say this, or they get up and they stand up and say this, it would appear that until this point in time, the Tzibur is clearly sitting. They're sitting down. They're relaxing. They read a nice Haftorah. Everyone is listening very carefully to the words of the Haftorah. Beautiful melody. And now the one who got the Haftorah makes the bracha. And now he comes to the word Shekol Divarov Emes V'Tzedek. And the Tzibur now says Amen. And now it's their turn to respond with the next words, Neman. What do you do? Does everyone remain seated and together say Ne'eman? Or do they jump up out of their chairs and stand on the table and scream in the standing, Ne'eman atu Hashem Elokeinu? This was a major, to us it seems trivial, but it appears from, and this is Rabbi Toledano. Rabbi Toledano, who wrote that incredible sefer on history, like Jewish history, like something very similar to Sefer Adorais. He writes, this was a major disagreement between the yeshiva of Surah and the yeshiva of Pumpadisa. I forgot which one did which. Okay, I didn't do my homework. Which one did which? One of these yeshivas, they held b'shita. You sit. You don't stand when you respond. And the other yeshivas said, get up. You don't say these words when you're sitting. You have to stand up. So we have to now figure out, what's the difference between sitting and standing? Now, before we do that, let's discuss something very interesting, which Rabbi Reisman always talks about, and that is Rachmana Litzlan. If we ever go to a Beis Avel, Lo Yoleinu, to go to a Beis Avel, so the custom is, we have a Nusach, we say, HaMokoyim Yinachem Eschem, B'soch Sh'ar Avele Tzion V'Yerushalayim. Do you say that expression when you're sitting or when you're standing? Well, if you go pay attention, 99% of the time you look at what goes on is, guy gets up, I'm out of here, I got to go to work, I'm busy, enough of this, I'm up, and the guy there is sitting on his little chair, he looks up, and this tall guy, 6 feet, towers over him, and he looks at his Hamokim Minachim, and he looks down and he says to Hamokim Minachim. Isn't that the way we do it?
Yes.
Okay, you stand. Guess what? In Shulchan Aruch, it says what?
When you Minachim Ovel, 99%, they don't sit at all. People come. I mean, you're coming from Harif.
All right. You can do whatever you want, but if I'm not, either it's in Shulchan Aruch or in the Rambam. I think it's the Rambam. It says explicitly, you're supposed to sit when you say Hamakom Yinachem. So why does the Olam stand? I don't know. I mean, Reisman always asks this question. One of his imponderables. It's beferish in Shulchan Aruch. A person is supposed to be seated when he says Hamakom Yinachem, not supposed to be standing. So why do people stand? It would appear the reason why people stand is not a halachic reason, it's because they want to go. And they want to draw the attention, they want to say the nosach, and the ovel is busy talking to someone, and you can't sit around forever. You have to go. You don't want to just leave without saying, so you politely, it's a technique. You'll stand up. You don't want to interrupt him from his conversation, but you don't want to just leave. So you'll stand, hopefully when you'll stand up, it will cause the conversation to get the message. It's a technique. A technique to politely tell the person, but if you want to do that technique, really what you should do is stand up to get his attention and then sit back down. Okay? To sit back down and then say, Amakim Yinachem. No, all right, big deal. We don't do it. I'm not telling you to change, okay? I'm not telling you if this is what the minig is. Does I rise and tell people to change the minig? I don't know. I really don't know.
I haven't seen anybody.
I did see some Talmidei Chacham and they were sitting when they said. I did see it more than once. Okay, I don't know. What do I do? I do what everyone else does. I'm not looking to make trouble. Okay, I'm not looking to make trouble. I'm not from the innovators. I'm just, you know, part of the herd. Very nice. I don't know. I'm wondering now. I'm thinking out loud with you. A lot of this is very much related to this major machloikis in Sunna Pumbedisa. What exactly is happening over here? Maker Hadin. Who is getting the Aliyah? Who is getting the Aliyah? The Ovel is getting the Aliyah. And the Ovel basically is saying to the Shul, to the Tzibur, Rabbeisai, I got a problem. I'm in pain. I've lost someone. I am in pain. And I'm telling you, I'm in pain, but I'm also telling you I'm in pain in a religious way. I'm telling you Hashem is a tzaddik. Shekol divrav what was his words are? Shekol divrav emes v'tzaddik. Now my question is, what is the tzibur doing when they respond? Are they being menachem ovel? Are they giving him comfort? Or are they commiserating with him? What are they doing? Is it a response of nicham avelim? Listen, you got a tzara. You said the word Hashem is emes v'tzedek. There's one word that Tzibur does not say. They don't say the word tzedek. The Tzibur just focuses on the word Hashem is a neman. There's a very big difference in the word tzedek and neman. The connotation tzedek means Hashem you're a tzaddik. Meaning, I'm in a lot of pain. I have no clue why this happened to me. But Hashem, I know, I have faith you're a tzaddik. When you say Neman, you're not focusing on the Tzara. It has more of a common connotation. Gesundheit. Good days are yet to come. Hashem is Neman. There's going to be Tchias HaMesim. There's going to be Bracha. You're not focusing on the word Tzadik. So the question is, what exactly is the Tzibur doing? Is the Tzibur coming to be Menachem the Ovel? Or are they coming to say, you think you got problems? We got problems. We all got problems. And chatzi tzoras rabin is chatzi nechama. The tzora of the rabin is that's half of the nechama. So I'm thinking out loud with you. I'm suggesting is if they stand up, they're basically we're joining you. The shliach tzibur certainly is standing. He is standing, and he's saying, I'm in pain. And Hashem is a tzaddik. The way that Tzibur gives him comfort is, we're also in pain. We also have issues in life. So you know what? Only you have issues? We're going to stand with you. And we're also going to say expressions of tzidduk hadin, not to the same degree. They don't say the word tzaddik. And they say also, we also express ideas of we have faith in you, Hashem. You're faithful. We also have problems that we don't understand, but the definition of emunah means We don't understand. We do not know why it's painful, but we can deal with it. But the other yeshiva learns, no, you don't stand and say this. You remain seated. Because when you give nechama, direct nechama, you sit. That's what you're supposed to do. We don't. When you say hamokam yinachem eschem, you're supposed to sit. You're supposed to be sitting, not supposed to be running away. What kind of nechama is it? Get up, I'm out of here. Hamokam yinachem eschem. That's not the way you give nechama. L'chayre means, I'm sitting with you to give you nechama. Okay, it's interesting. It's getting up is not like a nechama. Like, I'm out of here. When you get up, think of it, when you get up to walk out, it's like saying, the problem remains here. It's not my problem. I'm out of here. Hamokim yinachem eschem, it's your problem. If you sit and you say, hamokim yinachem eschem, it's my problem also. I'm giving you nechama by sitting and saying it with you. The real way to give nechama, says in Shulchan Aruch, is to sit. What exactly is the tzibur doing? Is the tzibur, are they giving nechama? They're saying to the one who got the aliyah, listen, you got a problem? Let's give you nechama. Just have emunah. You already have emunah. You already said tzadik Hashem. Let's have more emunah. Be mechazik yourself. Have more. I mean, obviously, easy to talk. It's not so nice. Also, have emunah. Okay, but they're not saying it directly to him. They're saying Hashem is a neman. They're giving over nechama in a unique way. I don't know exactly how to finesse that, but it's a nechama. Or they're not giving nechama. They're giving nechama in an indirect way. They're saying, only you got problems. We also have problems. They're being menachim themselves. You're saying Hashem is a tzaddik? We have our own problems. Let's join you and also be inspired by your example and get up and declare, not to you, but to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we have problems. And Hashem, you know what? We accept our problems. Neman. And when you look at us and realize that we all have problems, indirectly, Soras Rabbi Mitzchatzi Nechama. Okay, so it's very unique. Now, the reason why I linked to Tisha B'Av with Rosh Hashanah is because Tisha B'Av is the only time Shachris that's not a Yom Tov. Do you make this bracha? Okay, there is no day ever the entire year other than Shabbos and Yom Tov when you recite the Haftarah. It's only one day a year. Okay, but you're saying that's why you say the Haftarah. The Haftarah is not very pleasant Haftarah for a Moed. It's very, very harsh Haftarah. I hear what you're saying. It's the only Shachris the whole year. When you have a time to Sibur, Mincha, not Shachris. Yeah?
But the Friday night when the mourner walks in,
After Mizmor Shir, after Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabbath. So why Taka do we stand when we say Amok Menachem when he comes in?
The same level should be.
Why do the rabbis remain standing?
Yeah.
I don't know if the rabbi means by remain standing, midin. I don't know. Look, yes, you're very kasha, but you have to realize also that the minig olam is the same question. The minig olam is when you go to a Beis Avel, when you say hamakom, you stand. That's the minig. Why? I don't know. Rabbi Reisman, not me. Rabbi Reisman says, I have no idea why. It would
fall into the line that you said. You'd be on the same level.
We have our own problems. Yeah. But when the Oval comes in Friday night, we're not speaking to ourselves.
Right.
We're speaking to him. Okay, so these are just ideas. Okay, these are ideas to appreciate. Let's review. We're finished. Let's review quickly. These ideas, appreciate this a bracha. It's not just psukim. It's said on Shabbos. Why Shabbos? I guess that's the time when the Oval is, everyone is around. Like the other reasons why Shabbos. That's Shabbos, the time when everyone comes together. Who's supposed to get the Aliyah? The Ovel is supposed to get the Aliyah. Originally, it was broken into two parts. The first half was said by the Ovel, and the second half was said by the Tzibur. Machloikis, between Sud and Pupaditsa, do you stand or you sit when you say that, when you respond? It was a big machloikis. What's machloikis? I don't know. I'm just suggesting. The thing I'll allow with you is, when you sit, you're giving the chumah. When you stand, you're joining. You got problems, we got our own problems. And that the different approach of how we deal with this issue, and at least we should be sensitive to the halacha that it's a zuchus for the shul. It's a tremendous zuchus for the shul to give the oval, to give him the ability to make this bracha in front of us and to listen and answer amen. That's a very powerful thing, a very powerful lesson, and we all need in this day and age zuchusim. So why is Uncle Ben? Did he win? I don't know. I know why, but unfortunately, Kachi Darko Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.